Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on Thursday of the 28th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 76. Question 76. What does it mean to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? It means not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the forgiveness of sins and life eternal, but moreover also to be so united more and more to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, who dwells both in Christ and in us, that, although he is in heaven and we on earth, we are nevertheless flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are governed by one soul. One of the more fascinating doctrines found in the scriptures is that of union with Christ. Often misunderstood, sometimes ignored, it is a doctrine that is nonetheless taught by the Word of God, and, as we confess, reinforced to us as we partake of bread and wine at the table of the Lord. For part of what it means to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ is to be so united more and more to his sacred body by the Holy Spirit, recognizing that we are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and governed by one Spirit. On the face of it, this is a lot to take in as part of what we celebrate at Holy Communion, more than most people realize. But as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, he who is joined to the Lord becomes one Spirit with him. While we cannot see this union, the scriptures inform us that it is indeed real. And, as Dr. Ursinus says, that the Son of God, who having assumed our nature, united it personally with himself, dwells in us, and joins us to himself and the nature which he assumed by granting unto us his Spirit, through whom he regenerates us and restores us in light, righteousness, and eternal life, such as belongs to the nature which he took upon himself. Paul explains this to us in Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then in Romans 6, verse 5, Paul tells us, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In death and in life, if we look to our Lord Jesus Christ in faith, Paul tells us, we are united to him. We are united to Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we receive all his benefits as branches on a tree, the analogy that Jesus speaks of in John chapter 15. This union with Jesus is a glorious Christian truth that is often neglected by the church. But it is celebrated every time we come to the table of the Lord, where we are nourished by the one to whom we have been joined. As Paul notes in Ephesians 5, verse 29, no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. As we are physically nourished by bread and wine, so we look to Jesus, who nourishes us and cherishes us as his own, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, that though he is now in heaven and we on earth, we have union with him, and we continue to grow in grace and godliness by the power of the Holy Spirit, who encourages and comforts us with this truth, as he ever and always points us to Jesus Christ, that God alone might receive all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.